Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's good to be with all of you here today.
Turn on. You're muted.
It would help for me to have it turned on. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be with all of you here today, and happy Sunday. It's a little weird to be back in the building, but good as well. Just a couple of announcements. Our service that we have set up for 8 o'clock, service of the Word, 9 o'clock traditional in the sanctuary, and then 11 o'clock contemporary outside, will continue through the remainder of July and continue through the month of August. So we'll just see how things progress, and if there's any changes, council will make those decisions. We ask that you continue to social distance, wear your mask, appreciate you doing that to keep everyone as safe as possible. You'll notice at the end of most of the pews, we have sanitation wipes, the antibacterial. We only have as many that were donated because, as you know, they're pretty much impossible to locate at the store. When the service is over, we ask that you go ahead and wipe down your pew where you're seated. And then as we get ready to leave today, we'll exit each row from the back to limit interaction. Our service is in the red hymnal. We're doing setting 3, but we do not have those available, but you do have them on your email that has the music. Otherwise, I'm sure for a lot of you, you have that setting by heart. And a lot of the songs for today are also ones that you should know. I'd like to thank those who are helping to make our service possible here today. First, Jason on the organ. Grace is our assisting minister. My sister's here from New Jersey, and she'll be singing the hymns for us today. And then also Mark and Bob in the back, and Howard will be our reader. So thanks to all who are helping to make everything go as smoothly as possible.
It is an age-old question. Why is there evil in the world? In the parable of the wheat and the weeds, Jesus suggests that both grow together until the harvest. With Paul, we long for the day that all creation will be set free from bondage and suffering. Having both weeds and wheat within us, we humbly place our hope in the promises of God, and from the Lord's table we go forth to bear the fruit of justice and mercy.
I invite you to stand as you're able.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen.
Mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance,
and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen.
Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Let us pray. Faithful God, most merciful Judge, you care for your children with firmness and compassion. By your Spirit, nurture us who live in your kingdom, that we may be rooted in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Besides God, the word of the Lord does not fail to come to pass. We can trust in God. Through him, Israel, and we are redeemed. The first lesson is from the book of Isaiah, 44th chapter, beginning at the 6th verse. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witness. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one. For Paul, true spirituality means that we experience the reality of the Spirit, which enables us to pray as God's children, keeps us in solidarity with creation, and gives us unseen hope that God will liberate us and creation from bondage to death and decay. The second reading is from the book of Romans, 8th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified in him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the redemption, creation itself, will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies, for in hope we were now saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Word of God, word of life. May we rightly understand and boldly apply God's word.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus put before the crowd another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field while everybody was asleep. An enemy came, sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then do these weeds come from? He answered, an enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, then do what do you want us to do, and go and gather them? But he replied, no, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all cause of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I'm not much into giving my sermons titles or hashtags, but if I were today, it would be something like this, that hashtag wheat is greater than weeds. Did you catch that? Wheat is greater than weeds. God will take care of it. Did you ever form a poor opinion of someone and later realized you were wrong? Did you ever judge someone so badly and discover later that your judgment was incorrect? A pastor named Chuck Swindoll told the story about being at a pastor's conference where he was invited to be one of the keynote speakers. And on the first day, there was this older gentleman who approached him. He said how greatly he looked forward to hearing Dr. Swindoll speak, and his delight at finally being able to hear him. That evening, Dr. Swindoll noticed that this man was sound asleep after only a few minutes into his sermon. Just in case you're wondering, pastors do notice this. The doctor thought to himself, maybe this guy's tired. It was a long drive to get there. But this continued night after night after night. This guy fell asleep. Soon, Dr. Swindoll started to become very upset in his spirit. Have you ever been very upset in your spirit at someone before? On the last night of the conference, the sleepy man's wife came up to him. She apologized for her husband's inattention to the messages. She then explained that her husband had recently been diagnosed with cancer and his medicines made him extremely sleepy, but it had been one of his lifelong ambitions to hear Dr. Swindoll before he died. Now, he had fulfilled that goal. Can you imagine how that pastor felt after hearing that? As Paul Harvey used to say, we did not hear the rest of the story. Is it our place to judge? If you look at our gospel, the weed are also called darnel, and they are here because the enemy has sowed them among the wheat. And when the darnel grows up in the early stages of growth, it looks exactly like weed. So it would have been impossible to decide what is wheat and what is weed. But we're pretty blessed that the Lord has the ability to see the greater picture here. He doesn't see us for our attitudes, and God is much more merciful and patient than we could ever be. So those of you who are here today, how many of you consider yourself wheat? Clayton's laughing. How many of you consider yourself weeds? So Beth gives us the great Lutheran answer. Martin Luther would say that we are simul justus et peccator, which is known as we are simultaneously saint and sinner. So the wheat and the weeds live together in us and in the world. And the master tells the slaves, let them live together. Don't judge the book by the cover. So I want you to think right now, can you think of a weedy kind of person? Someone that it seems like the weeds are really thick. Okay, can you think of one? Mel looked at his wife. That's not a good sign. You could think of one though, right? A weedy person. I was telling my dad the person I could think of for today was his dad, my grandpa Valentine. He would fit that bill. Now, with a name like Valentine, you'd think that he would be extra sweet like those Be Mine hearts that we hand out on Valentine's Day. He was not at all. He was stubborn, he was hard-headed, he was a cantankerous old German, and even with all of that, he was my favorite family member. And his crabbiness has given me a special place in my heart for grouchy old men. Really has. I just love the grouchiest old men at church. When I was growing up, Grandpa would live in Illinois from spring through fall, and every winter he would head down to Florida to be with my aunt, and I can remember very distinctly, every time he would say goodbye, it was this big dramatic thing, like, we're not really sure that I'll ever see you again, so let's make a big deal out of this. And he would give us a hug and a kiss, and then he would hop into his Crown Victoria and drive crazy down the road because he was a terrible driver. But he would wave as he would drive away. And when he was gone, I would run to the chair he'd been sitting in so that I could breathe his smell in. You know, certain family members or friends have a certain smell to them. You know what I mean? I wanted to remember him. And we live and learn and develop different coping mechanisms as we continue into adulthood. That relationship with Grandpa taught me the task of learning to let go. I would sit in that chair at the front window, and his cranky old self would be back in 6 months, but that in-between time, how hard in life is that in-between time for us? That winter to spring was tough. Family thought it was a little weird, especially my cousins, that I missed my weedy grandpa so much because he was crass and rough on the outside and always gave the pharmacy tech at Target a terrible time. But beneath his surface was a beautiful human being. He loved the Lord. And as a good Catholic, he went very often to Mass during the week and brought me with. And I knew Jesus deeply because of the wheat that was growing in him. Who are we to judge anyhow? Judgment, we hear today, is only to come from Christ, not us. So another question, how do we trust these in-between times of life, these dormant times? Will they lead to our growth? How about in the life of the church? Will God grow us? Now, all of you sitting here today, if you're old-time members, can you think of someone that used to sit in these pews who was especially weedy? Can you think of somebody? But can you also remember the wheat that lived in each of them? Their smell, their smiles, the way they humbly served the Lord with love and obedience. Nothing lives in a static space, no matter how hard we try to hold on to it. Life is moving forward if we're ready or not. We can go for the ride and enjoy the growth, or we can dig our heels in, letting the weeds overgrow our gardens. The choice is ours. God tells it pretty simply in Jesus, he is going to cast seeds, and he is going to cast more seeds, and he is going to toss more over there because God is this generous sower. He's a generous giver. Some of those seeds will grow, some won't. Some will wither and fade like our favorite pair of jeans. Some will never get the first breath, and some will end much too soon, but we're all given this gift of new life, so what do we do now? Grow. God knows each of your wheat, and God knows your weed too, and he has love for that whole self. God will sort it out in the end. Sometimes people ask me about the do not judge lest ye be judged. What happens when we are tempted to judge others? Two things. The first, think of the love that God has for others. Even if we cannot see God's love alive in them right now, can you see Jesus Christ crucified in them, that Jesus died just as much for them as you and me? And number two, if we have poor opinions of others, that should still not get in the way of our ability to treat them with love and serve them in the Lord. Jesus called for us to love and serve each other. The weeds and the wheat, that's God's job to sort it out. And God is more patient and merciful than we are. Thank goodness. Our goal is to grow. Focus on the weediness in ourselves rather than judge others. Do you remember Matthew chapter 7? Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother or sister, let me remove that splinter from your eye while the wooden beam is in yours? What are we doing to remove the wooden beam? What are we doing to remove the darnel, the weeds? Life with Christ is truly the only way. We can try on our own, but God tells us with anything with him is possible. When we're sick, where do we go? The doctor. If we have an infection, what does the doctor give us? prescription of a Z-Pak or something like that? What happens when we need spiritual healing? The Lord says he has the prescription, the healing. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We lay it out there in prayer. Be as real as you need to be. Dig into God's word. I mean, dig deep. Open your Bibles. Worship regularly, whether you're here or online. It's in worship that you hear God's word. What is God going to do with all of you? Grow. You're going to grow and bear fruit. There's weeds in you and wheat. God will take care of it. And where there is wheat, he's going to separate it from the chaff. He will make your wheat good. It's a beautiful image of them growing together, that wheat is truly greater than the weeds, and God will take care of it. Amen. Continue with the hymn of the day, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I invite you to stand as you're able. Let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of the harvest, you sow the good seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ into your field. Help your church throughout the world to be both diligent and patient, full of resolve and gentleness, that our witness may be faithful to your intentions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all space and time, your whole creation groans in labor pains, awaiting the gift of new birth. Renew the earth, sky, and sea, so that all your creation experiences freedom from the bondage of decay. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the nations, teach us your ways, that we may walk in your truth. Mend the fabric of the human family, now torn apart by our fearful and wearing ways. Guide us by your mercy, grace, and steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of hope, you accompany those who suffer and are near to the brokenhearted. Open our hearts to your children who are lonely and abandoned, who feel trapped by despair, and all who suffer in any way, especially Linda Gasha, Harold and Marilyn Wingerson, Gary Weidenfield, Curtis Stover and family, Tim Brainerd, Jodine Razigi, Rosemary Stickrod, Renee Powell, Donna Smith, Scott Otto, Teresa Copps, David Halsrud, Bev Carlson, Earl Etheridge's family and friends, Marilyn Eagle's family and friends, and Trisha Larson's family and friends. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the seasons, in the midst of summer, give us refreshment, renewal, and new opportunities. We pray for the safety of those who travel. We pray for those who cannot take the rest they need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of life, those who have died in you shine like the sun in your endless kingdom. We remember with thanksgiving the saints of all times and places and saints close to us. Gather us with them on the day of salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace with a peace sign or an air high five. At this time, we will receive our offering for the mission and ministry at the PayPal website, the Vanco app, by dropping it in our offering plate on your way out, or by mailing a check to our church. We appreciate your good gifts as they further sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of goodness and growth, all creation is yours, and your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. Water and word, wine and bread, these are signs of your abundant grace. Nourish us through these gifts that we might proclaim your steadfast love in our communities and in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our strength and our song. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive this blessing. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit the Comforter bless you and keep you in eternal love. Amen. We continue with our sending song, I Love to Tell the Story.
Oh,
in peace, Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.